America Weekend.
Facebook, Facebook, gotta check my Facebook, gotta take another look.
Nothing new.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. I am thrilled to be able to say hello today to Kara DeFalco. Kara, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. My pleasure.
This is quite an honor to have you here. And you know what? It's her first time on the show. And the one test that we always have to see, does the person belong on the show, is can they find the radio station from where we record? We are a little off the beaten path. Yes, we are right outside New York City. It is not easy to find this undisclosed location, and you did it so easily. It was like, she's due here at whatever time it was. I look out the window, there she is walking in from the parking lot. This is amazing. I am so impressed with you.
Thank you. Thank you. No, well, I grew up in the woods. I grew up in Northwest. In the woods, Northwestern New Jersey.
Really?
Yes, I was raised by wolves, actually.
Wow. Yeah, no. Swiss Family Robinson thing going on here. Swiss Family DeFalco.
No, seriously, no. But if you've ever been to like Northwestern New Jersey.
Oh, yes. The hinterlands.
It's the mountains. It's the woods. And that's, so I'm very used to, like, you know, okay, you're going to go down a steep hill and make a sharp left. And when you see the big oak tree, turn into the right.
See, she knows. When Jackie Martling came here, Jackie actually blew right by the radio station.
Oh, no.
His GPS was all screwed up. He ends up banging on the door of a private home.
Because
said, the radio station kind of looks like a house. Guy opens door. Yes. You know, it's Jackie the Joe Man Martling. I'm here to do the radio show with Ed Kalenge. Well, he's not going to do it because Ed Kalenge's not there. About a half hour later, a rather annoyed Jackie Martling showed up at the radio station.
Oh,
yes.
Boy. Poor guy.
Oh, well, those things happen. But we are so glad that you are here.
Thank you.
All right.
You.
Social media. You're on social media.
All
I
the time.
See you all over social media.
All over.
And you have two purposes to be on social media. You have a business interest. You also have your personal interest.
Correct.
Could you ever see yourself leaving Facebook or any social media?
On the personal level, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, you need it for business.
Mm-hmm.
But especially, you know, this year, it's an election year.
I know.
Facebook makes me livid sometimes. It'll make my eyes start to twitch.
Yes.
I'm like, what is everybody talking about? It's just, and it's mean. I think that's the part that bothers me the most, is people will put things out there and then comment. You know, if somebody makes a political post, then, you know, somebody else will be like, oh, you know, you're so stupid. I can't believe you think that. I'm like, that's your friend. What are you doing?
And
it gets awful.
And will they still be friends the day after the election? Who knows at this point? And you get these people that will post 6, 7, 8 things a day linking anti-whatever stuff to the candidate that they don't like. Do they really believe they're going to change anyone's opinion? You know what? Marty said I better vote for this person, so I got to do what Marty says.
How factual is a meme?
It's somebody's dopey way of trying to be funny and, you know, whatever. And Jane Doe this and John Doe that. And it's so frustrating. So there are reasons why you should leave Facebook, which leads us into the next story. See how we segue everything together on this show? It's amazing. This is from Men's Journal. So obviously men have a big issue with Facebook if that's where this thing appeared. How about the first one? It wastes your time. It's estimated that the average casual user, 17 minutes a day on Facebook, who has been active on the site for 10 years, has wasted upwards of 40 days of their lives scrolling and liking and commenting on pictures and posts. That's amazing when you think about it.
That's so depressing, because I've totally been on Facebook for 10 years.
Right. And you know what? You grab it and you look at your phone and all of a sudden you have nothing to do. Or let's say you're doing something and you need to pass the time while doing it. You start scrolling away and you just can't stop scrolling.
The worst is, and I find myself doing this all the time, is I'll pick up my phone because I'll be like, oh, I needed to check the information in an email, or I was looking for a recipe for something. And all of a sudden, you know, that little notification comes up and you go, oh, let me just see what this is. And the next thing you know, it's true. 20 minutes have gone by. Yeah. I'm scrolling and I'm going, why was I holding my phone again? I could, like, you got to go back and start over again.
And there's a notification. Hey, so-and-so likes what I did. So-and-so wants to be friends.
Yeah.
Oh, that so-and-so looks kind of creepy. I don't want to be friends with them. And I like when you get the friend requests and you look and the person has no friends, one picture, and no history on social media, which means if you accept that friendship, you are going to be spammed and just violated digitally for the rest of your life. Yes. What about this? Facebook uses you to sell stuff. 2012, the site manipulated posts from 689,000 accounts without consent in an experiment that examined whether or not it could affect your emotions by making a few edits on your page. The study was done, according to Facebook, to improve our services and to make the content people see on Facebook as relevant and engaging as possible. What that means is they're playing with your mind.
And again, because I do have a business account to some degree, we use this, we work on this, because obviously, you know, so my wheelhouse is food and cooking. So when I pay for an ad on Facebook, I tailor it to people who are interested in those things. So, I mean, there are a lot of businesses out there that are absolutely using the information you put on Facebook. But the other thing that I think people don't realize, and it's the same as if you are walking down a public street. If you're walking down a public street, someone can take your photo and use it for what you are in public. You are putting yourself out there.
That's true.
Facebook is the same. Facebook is public internet. And whatever information, I don't care what privacy settings you put, it is out there for the public to see. So if you don't want that information out there, don't put it on Facebook.
And isn't it amazing how people feel that there is this certain veil of intimacy and privacy that doesn't exist? There is somebody that I remember seeing on social media that would rip apart his boss, somebody who lives in California. He would literally rip apart his boss 3-4 times a day, calling him that moron, that punk. Well, wait a minute. You know what? If they want to, they could very easily see what you've put on Facebook.
Absolutely.
There are ways through Google searches to get around all kinds of stuff and see your history on Facebook, especially on Twitter, on any of these social portals. People are going to see this eventually.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And there's been stories of people who've been fired over comments and things like that, where they, you know, they made a statement about their job that they felt was personal, and maybe it was, but you put it in a public forum.
That's exactly right. And who are these people anyway? Here's another one. The average adult has 338 friends on Facebook, probably doesn't know more than 10% of them anymore. That's true, because a lot of times, and this has happened to me, you'll get friended by people that simply work in the industry that you are, but you've never worked with them personally. You don't really know them personally, but it's like, well, you know, you work at WXXX in Indianapolis. I work at WYYY over in San Antonio.
Yeah.
We should be Facebook friends forever. No.
You know what? I don't get that so much on Facebook anymore, but I get it a lot on LinkedIn.
Ah, now, yes.
A lot of industry people on LinkedIn. And it's one of those, you know, for LinkedIn, I do accept them, because you want it, you know, you do when you...
It's networking.
That's networking.
The inherent necessity of LinkedIn. Yes.
Yes. So you are doing... But on my rule on Facebook, as far as Facebook friends go, is if I have not seen you in person, shook your hand, had a meal with you, we're not Facebook friends. That's not...
Good point.
You're not part of my life like
Look
that.
Look at this. I like this. Cara DeFalco's Keys to Facebook.
Keys to Facebook. Rules for Facebook.
Published
keys.
By Simon & Schuster, out December 1st. We'll have her back on the show to talk about the book. And here's a good one. It's bad for your health. Facebook isn't just a harmless website dedicated to cataloging your vacations, poor wardrobe choices, myopic thoughts, and sporting events. It can actually do you harm. Studies hint it can impact your immune system and inhibit the release of growth hormones, impair digestion and vision, limit thinking and kill creativity, and affect sleep patterns and happiness. Oh my God. If that doesn't have you running away from your smartphone, I don't know what will.
Seriously. You know what? It was funny, and I read an article recently that was saying, not so much folks of our generation, but a bit younger, the millennials, if you will, have, my favorite group, have a little, are really having trouble with Facebook, because it puts forth that image of everyone having a really perfect life.
Yes.
And it's instilling in them this sense of depression and this sense of, I have not achieved what my colleagues and my friends have achieved at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's giving them like anxiety and depression, because they're watching, you know... Everyone puts their best foot forward on Facebook.
Right.
And they're like, you know, I didn't get a promotion yet. I didn't buy a house yet. I'm not married yet. I don't have a kid yet. I'm not, you know, where am I? I'm behind.
Right. There is somebody that I know that they put up the first house, then the second house, then the beach house down the shore, then the fancy Mercedes,
them.
The real, real fancy Mercedes. Here's my sixth child, and everything is perfect. Everything is great. And, you know, you wonder if things are really that good. And I've always wondered if someone keeps... I guess accentuating the positive so much on Facebook.
Right.
How much of the negative is there that we don't even know about?
Exactly.
You know, you got the six kids, you got the two cars, the five homes, but the wife's not home at night and you don't know where she is. Those things happen. Yes.
Yeah.
It's very scary.
Yeah.
But and also, you know what? We don't need to see what your kids are eating for lunch at the restaurant every single day. I had to say goodbye to somebody on Facebook because, you know what?
No.
Here's the hot dog. Here's the hot dog half eaten. Oh, and look, Becky just finished the hot dog. 127, 131, and 145 in the afternoon.
It's too much.
Enough.
Enjoy a meal with your kid.
Put the phone down.
That's,
yes.
Yeah.
Thank
like,
you so much. You know what? You don't need to look at your entire life through your phone,
through your
looking
camera
at your
lens.
Loved ones.
Yeah.
It's great to have all these pictures, but before you know it, Becky's going to be off to college. And she's going to be eating her
dorm room.
And you're going to be home and you're going to be alone.
Nothing to do with yourself.
That's exactly right. All right. So, and here's a good one, too. Nothing you post actually matters. Very few people care what you're doing, whom you're with, where you're eating, or remember what you just bought. See, it's what we were just talking about.
Exactly.
And the people who were probably right next to you when you did it. See, Twitter, if you hashtag stuff, you're going out to untold tens of thousands.
Oh, absolutely.
Facebook is a very select, tiny community. It's you and your friends. And after a while, it becomes white noise and people scroll, 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 and they right. don't even see it anyway. The one interesting thing is, especially somebody of my age graduates high school mid-80s, and then all of a sudden Facebook comes along, and then all of a sudden these people are back in your lives that you never thought you would even see again.
Right. And I will admit, my mother had a similar situation yes. where, as you know, she got onto Facebook and she was able to get in touch with old high school friends of hers that she, it wasn't that she didn't like, they just lost touch over the years and blah, blah, blah. One of them has become one of her best girlfriends now. They go hang out all the time on the weekends.
That's
and,
cool.
And yeah.
That's very
so
neat.
It's, you know, it does have its positive uses, but
yes,
I think for the most part.
But for the most
we could
part,
do without it.
Other than Kara's mom and her good new friend that's
yes.
really her old friend, just put the phone down and run
down.
Far, far away. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge along with Kara DeFalco, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harrison with you. The actual sounds planets make as charged electromagnetic particles from solar winds bounce back to Earth, affecting our weather and communications from 2.8 million miles away. We've relied on the Mars Climate Orbiter to give our scientists a greater understanding of how natural forces work on our own planet. The Romans named Mars for their god of war, and human sacrifice was thought the only way to make Mars happy. Now we think Mars was once pummeled by floods and living water, but now we're sure life did exist as we look to rescue Earth through understanding its neighbors.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call Invent Help. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice, says William McCaskill, an ethicist at Oxford and Princeton.
Instead, he suggests, do something valuable. Research shows you'll be happier at work if what you do makes a difference in the lives of others.
Further research shows that the bigger the difference you feel you make, the better you'll perform. Better performance, of course, likely leads to better pay.
So where do you start? Stop trying to find yourself. It's too abstract. Stop fighting for money, fame, power, and status. There's too much competition. Instead, find a problem you can solve.
Then people will help you as you make a difference in the lives of others. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.